Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Great to talk to you today after an exciting Steelers win to get to 7-2 and set up this massive game against the Ravens on Sunday. We'll have Tomlin tomorrow. We'll spend all week teeing up that one. We do need to spend time today, though, reflecting on what we watched yesterday with you at 412-928-9370. Donnie's actually driving back from D.C. He did not go to the game, but he saw the cavalcade, the buses go by him. What is that, I-95?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about a mess driving through that area at any time.
So he'll be back with us tomorrow. We don't have his play of the game, but we still nonetheless have our PM team plays of the game in the Steelers' 28-27 win. We'll start with mine.
Right, Pittsburgh has their two timeouts, so they may take it all the way down here and see if they can jump and get it free for themselves.
And there is a jump. Washington played into their hands. Wilson celebrating. Steelers are going nuts on the sideline.
That wrapped it up, and if Washington didn't jump,
who knows?
It would have put the Steelers in a precarious spot. I would have gone for it. You can't be the team, in my opinion, that fakes a punt from your own 15-yard line because you're not living in your fears.
And then doesn't go for it on fourth and one.
And then when you only need a yard to win the game, says, we'll give the ball back to them.
After you've already gone for it on a fourth and one earlier.
Yeah, and
in the
here's
game.
My logic on that, too. You're, I think, showing faith and trust in both units by doing that. If you punt, all you're saying is your defense can get the job done.
If you go for it, you think we can defend every inch of grass and blade of grass.
Yeah, and they're still not in field goal range. Now, the reason why I didn't want to just punt the ball there is I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night. If you punt, and then Daniels does to you at the end of the game what he did at the end of the first half, and orchestrates a drive that sets up a game-winning field goal, and you didn't give Russell Wilson, Jalen Warren, your offensive line, or however you want to do it.
A chance to win the game,
yes. So,
but old Johnny Newton.
They didn't have a play. I mean, Zach Frazier was the one guy that didn't get the memo, we're not talking about this, and said, yeah, the whole point was to just draw him offside.
Wait, I mean, If they're mad at him for that, come on. On the CBS broadcast, you could see Tomlin standing next to the official. What is he telling him? Hey, I'm calling timeout, by the way, if this gets down to 1 second. Like, everyone knew this, except for Johnny Newton. What's Newton's fourth law, Miles E? An object in motion must respect the neutral
zone. Did he do that today?
No, but I would have. I mean, I would have goaded him into it. All right.
What's yours?
You know what? I thought you were going to go with something else.
Oh, wait. Let me just say before you get to yours. Underrated play is right before they got him to jump off sides. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Nice
that
little
run
yep.
actually set up a yep. fourth and short where if he gets stopped for a 2 or 3 yard gain, they don't even
it's
mess
not
around
even on
with
the,
that.
It's not even on the table.
And
nice little student or a little kind of like end around-ish play, like a little student body left. He read his blocks well, too. He is as large as a tight end, by the way,
at
this point.
Yes, he is. And I don't even know why I said Warren would be in on that fourth and one. It was obvious to me that once he fumbled the ball, Tomlin had lost all...
ball security.
Had lost all trust in him.
He was running better than Harris, though. I mean, and they clearly... that was a sting for them. Although, how about Steratore saying they probably could have blown it dead for forward progress? Anyway, hey, I need the music again. I can't play. Okay, good. Just making sure. I was going to go with Pickens' first touchdown, which I don't know. I didn't hear if he turned the wrong way at first or if Russ threw it to the wrong shoulder. Either way, Pickens made just a gross, gross catch. But I'll use this instead. Because if you wanted to, if you asked me to distill down to its very the lowest terms essence, what is different about this team than all these other ones I've watched almost since Pony and I have been doing the show together?
Yep.
And what is different about these guys versus those teams? What's got me believing it's a play like this?
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it. Touchdown. Mike Williams, the newest Steeler, scores.
It's such a disgusting throw in a good way.
Off his back foot. There's a rush already getting to him. And he just puts it up, and I'm guessing the play there. Now, I don't know quarterbacking like a quarterback would. I'm guessing the route is, I'm going to throw it as close to that front pylon of the end zone as I can. Off his back foot, and when the play started, Pony, I don't know about you, even knowing Russ's reputation, I thought, this looks like a prayer. It might have been, but it was answered. It answered pretty emphatically. The ball was perfect. Here's the other thing I want to stress about this. Do you realize the amount of faith they have to have that play called on 3rd and 9, when if they don't get it, then you got to get 10 yards on the next play to keep the game going.
Right. It's not a let's pick up half of it and make fourth down easier.
Let's not try to get to 4th and 3 here. It's let's go for the jugular.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way. Let's throw the haymaker.
It's honestly a no, yes play for me. Oh, yeah.
I don't even.
Touchdown. Woo!
To the extent we assume Mike is obviously heavily involved in global strategy at that point. If they're somehow in that situation with Fields, he's not allowing for that. He's calling something that's an RPO to try to get it to 4th and manageable.
I agree with that.
That's why I go with that one, because that just, it tells me everything I need to know about what Russ has tangibly brought and intangibly brought.
Plays of the game. The hard count to get Washington to jump, and then the Mike Williams touchdown.
The moon catch. Ball.
Thank you, Charlie. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to you. Here is... Oh, we got to give this guy first dibs today because he's a veteran, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Now, Johnny, I want to say thank you for your service.
Yep, thank you, Johnny.
But I do have to point out, you did predict Steelers 7-10, and they are 7-2. So is your next prediction an 8-game losing streak?
Hold on a second.
Oh, no. Johnny.
Sorry. I think the Steelers are going to possibly pull like they did their 11-win season.
And lose 8.
And lose 8 straight out. It's possible. But I wanted to take his time. And, hey, good on you, Pony, for your philanthropy, for the veterans' causes with your big gambling wins.
Thank you.
That's a big of you.
Yes, I had a very good weekend. I won on the Steelers game money line. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, I had a gigantic parlay that was all Burrow and all Chase.
And it hit.
That hit. And I'm like, I could just spend this money on frivolous things, or I could actually
you donated
put it towards a good cause. Yeah, so I asked people for some veteran causes today.
Man, Twitter must not show me your tweets.
Elon must not like me, but I would think he would like something like that. I don't know. Yes, Johnny?
I liked it, but I would suggest you take a small version, small pittance of your winnings and donate to a very worthy cause, the Austin V Foundation.
I've heard of the Jimmy V Fund for Jimmy Valvano.
Yeah, this is like Make-A-Wish for virgins, because virginity is a terrible thing to embrace, and we got to break this cycle.
Now, are we sure with Austin it isn't celibacy, where he's practicing this abstinence?
Celibacy is another word for no game.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Yeah.
The worst part is I knew where it was going because he misspoke and started to say virgin in there. And I was just I know where this is headed.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I would have taken the call from him on any other day but Veterans Day. But I just have to be very respectful for everything he's done for us, which I think he's had multiple tours over there.
He also made
did it early in his life, and then after 9/11 went back.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I have no concept of how old Johnny is.
He just turned 50.
So wait a minute. Hold on. He would have been like, yeah, I guess he could have been like 20 for the Gulf War, right? Mm-hmm. And then been like 30 plus for, yeah, okay. Timeline lines up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.